Adept by Robert Finn. Read by David Thorpe. Chapter 1. Tuesday, 8th of April, early morning. London after midnight. There are no stars. A lid of cloud like a damp old army blanket lies over the city. Sodium vapour light from 100,000 street lamps leaks back from the sky, turning the corners of the world orange and making the night-time cloud glow faintly, like radioactive fog. The permanent false dawn nags birds from their sleep, punctuating the soundtrack of urban grind and rumble with sudden meadowland trills. On the edges of the old city, a few foxes lope, a few late drinkers follow their homing instinct. In the warrens of the sooty Victorian warehouse district, things are still. One or two security guards drowse over magazines, killing time at their foyer reception desks. Elsewhere, the city never sleeps. But here, the activity is commercial and, in a sense, solar-powered. At night, the machines rest. All that moves through the folded streets are gusts of air with their freight of mist and pollution. Then there's a squeak of bouncing springs as a scuffed white transit van pulls up outside a silent stretch of offices. The driver peers up and down the street, scanning every nook and doorway. There's a full minute's pause before the engine is turned off and the doors open. Cautiously, three figures emerge, like the last three members of some endangered species. The driver is bulky and energetic. He's in his late 40s, but of the type to whom age is largely a cosmetic consideration.